Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the word exit, but actually not really. So the word exit is simply understood to be the word that defines how we leave, how we get out of something. But it sounds so short. You know, we're so used to seeing it everywhere. It is on all of the signs that we have on professional buildings instructing us which way is out. And so we've kind of maybe overlooked some of the other great words in history that we've had to help us with the idea and the concept of leaving or exiting quickly. And so there are two I'd like to share with you. The first one actually is a combination of three English origins put together in this wonderful word, right? It comes with roots of the word abscond, the word squaddle, and the word preambulate. And I love the word preambulate. We don't use it as much as I think we should, and I really hope that we have an opportunity to bring that word back into meaning, right? Preambulate is the idea of walking about, right? And there's also even the baskets that are used for babies are called a preambulator, right? It's not just a stroller, it's a perambulator. And those are often fun words to say. Multi-syllable words can be fun, but they do require practice. And so I totally understand why we may not have adopted preambulate for a much broader sense and, you know, kept the shorter words like exit and stroll and then stroller as kind of our norm. Anyway, the word that is based off of abscond, squaddle, and preambulate is the word absquatulate. It's a mid-19th century word. Looks like it started showing up as a word around 1830-ish. And that was, again, at a time where we really pushed the idea of literacy in the United States. It peaked around 1870 or so, and then peaked again, had a resurgence in popularity, at least in the print form, back around 1930, which is amazing that we have. So if you want to refer to leaving quickly, right, you can go ahead and use the word absquatulate today. But that's the 1800s version of something that's really cool and means to leave quickly. There's also an even older and in some ways more fun version of the word to leave. So this next word I want to share with you is thousands of years old, and it's not just the idea of leaving quickly, it's also a place named for the part of a building where you would leave quickly. And although the word is thousands of years old, we actually still use it today, but in very specific purposes. So back in Roman times, right, there was a word called the vomitory, right? And we often think that this might be a room where people would go and they would throw up between courses of meals. And while that was a practice in Roman times, right, that room where they would, you know, vomit or throw up was not actually called the vomitory. The vomitory itself was actually the space, right? The giant archways where people could come out of the Colosseums. Now, we know that there's a Colosseum in Rome, but there were Colosseums all over the Roman world at the time. And that space that would allow people to quickly exit, right, looked and, well, they named it after the idea of vomiting, right? It's where people could leave quickly. And so we have the opportunity to use vomitories today. Our modern stadiums have vomitories. And so if you are walking out of that space in the stadium that's designed to let lots of people out at one time, you are walking out of a vomitory, which means that you've been vomited up by whatever your favorite sports team is. Now, doesn't that make you feel better? Anyway, that's all I wanted to share for this episode of Parking Thought. Thank you guys for watching. If you liked it, share it with somebody else you know. And if you want to subscribe, you can hit it up on your app, on YouTube, or on the subscribe links over at parkingthought.com. Remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?